Welcome back to the Ambitious Adventures podcast show. It's Greg Ouellette and I here. We're sitting at the hotel room. It's 11 o'clock. We're tired. It's been a long day. The last couple days, we've been filming Jake Paul, Lewis Howes, who else? We got Carlo,
Mark Lack, Business Rockstars.
You name it.
It's a lot, man. I mean, we were at Dodger Stadium. We were at the Hollywood sign. We're flying drones. It's
been crazy. You know, we're in Hollywood here. Tomorrow we got, Sarah and tomorrow, but we got Jack Canfield and Nick Nanton. But it's all been about personal brand. And what do you think the number one thing, like, I was fascinated today by Lewis Howes. I think it was the best interview we've done. But what would you say about personal branding we've learned from these celebrities in the past couple days?
Man, a lot of reinforcement of things that you and I do on a regular basis, but a lot of it boils down to authenticity and originality. So all the best personal brands are people that are really authentically themselves, but they're also different. So they're not trying to just fit in with what everyone else is doing. I love what, you know, Lewis said. I mean, he's got an interview show, but he doesn't accept people who do interviews on like everyone else's show, which basically discounts me and you. Like,
we're screwed.
We're never going to be on Lewis's show. But the truth of the matter is, you know, in order to be different, he can't interview the guy that's been on the podcast circuit, you know, 30, 40, 50 times, or else he's just the same as everybody else. You know, for just everyone, authenticity, originality, I think are the two themes that keep sticking in my head.
You know, the one cool thing about Lewis today is his website. And I just redid my website, and I liked Lewis's website, and I wanted to kind of mimic that. And he's going to redo it, and he said he wanted to be different. And he's going to, what, Iceland?
Yeah.
He's going to Iceland to shoot photos and to create a whole new theme for his website because it's going to be different. It's going to be weird, but nobody else is going to do it, so he's going to change it up. And he's all about being his own self and being different in his own way. And, you know, in life, you have to find your own niche. You have to find your own personality, and either that's being yourself or finding your own way in your brand.
Well, I think a lot of people see these figures, whoever it is, whether it's the guys we've done this week or whether they're other celebrities or celebrity entrepreneurs, whatever it is, and they see them as to who they are now. And they say, all right, tomorrow I'm going to wake up and be Jack Canfield.
Like, yeah.
No, Jack's been doing this for 40 years, you know?
And yeah, what is Jack, out, like 60 years old?
Well, maybe we can ask him tomorrow.
Yeah.
Probably what we don't want to ask him.
Yeah.
But, you know, like everyone starts out in a niche and they help people, they add value, they are, you know, genuine, they care about the people they connect with, and then guess what? Organically, they start to grow, and you grow some more, and you step out of that zone, and you help some more people. You don't wake up one day and just be like, all right, I'm going to be Oprah. You start out as the local weather person, and then you become the local anchor, and then you start to grow.
Develop it from there.
You develop a brand over time, and, you know, you have to be, two words I use a lot are constancy and consistency. I mean, you do a lot with, like, JLD. Like, that dude does 7 podcasts, you know, one a day, every single day. Lewis, every single week. He's got, you know, 2-3 episodes to come out. You know, like Jake Paul, every week, video goes out. You know, Mark Lack is doing, what, 40 interviews in 2 days?
Oh, I know.
So, you know, 5 interviews a day going out, whatever the number is. Constancy and consistency. People think, like, bro, let's go, like, shoot a video, like, once.
It doesn't work that way. I mean, it's like right now, like I just did for my podcast show. We're doing this podcast show. It's 11 o'clock at night. And
I don't want to be doing this
right now. I know. Exactly. And like I totally fucking forgot. I'm like, it's Tuesday. Oh, shit. I didn't do my show. Now we're going to do this.
Yeah.
But it's being consistent and putting out that content. And a lot of people don't see those times. When you go in and the hours like this to put in that work, that's what makes you different from the rest of the people.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it also boiled back to, are you willing to put in the work?
Yeah. How bad do you want it? It's like, yeah. How bad do you actually want it?
Was that Jake Paul's book, right?
Yeah, it was Jake Paul's, his book, How Bad Do You Want It? And like he said, he's like, most people come to Hollywood. There's like how many million people in Hollywood that want to make it big as an actor? But really, like the Uber drivers and the bartenders are like, I'm going to be an actor or I'm going to do this. But they don't actually really want it. Jake wanted it.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I'm going to become it.
Right. All these people, they went and they created their own reality, right? So even if Jake Paul didn't get the Disney show or whatever it was.
Bizardvark,
you know, or whatever ends up coming, like, he just created his own media channel. Like, Lewis Howes, like, radio stations didn't knock down his door and say, like, Lewis, you need to create a radio show. Yeah. He started his own podcast. No one came to my house or your house and said, guys, you should create your own show. We went out and we did it ourselves. So it's do you actually want it? Or you just say that you want it, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, I still need a team around me that doesn't necessarily want to be the guy. But if you say that you want it, are you willing to go out and put in the work to get it?
So it comes down to how bad do you want it? I mean, if you really want to become a celebrity, you want to build your personal brand, you got to want it bad enough. We want it bad enough. I think that's enough for today's show.
I want some bad enough tonight.
Yeah. Like I say, well, that's it for this week. I mean, we will let you know
much more next week.
We'll talk about Jack Canfield, everything else. But until next time, we will talk to y'all later. We'll be right back.